New research is looking into how deportation and immigration enforcement actions affect people's health. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Ann Hoffman has more.
Researchers at the University of Michigan wanted to follow up on studies that have linked stepped-up immigration enforcement to physical and mental health problems for undocumented immigrants and Latinos. They concentrated on one major event. At the time, it was the largest raid in U.S. history at a kosher meatpacking plant in Postville, Iowa.
900 immigration agents came to a town of 2,000 people. They arrested 389 workers at a meat processing plant.
That's lead researcher Nicole Novak. Afterward, researchers saw that a higher proportion of infants in that area born to Latina mothers had low birth rates. To be sure there was a connection, they adjusted for other factors that might have affected their risk of having a low birth weight baby. But white mothers in the state did not see an increase in such problems. Novak says past studies have shown that stress affects an infant's growth in utero. She hypothesizes these moms were under so much stress that it showed up in their babies. As the immigration debate has grown more heated nationwide, there's been talk of defunding sanctuary cities like Philadelphia. Dr. Jack Ludmere, an OBGYN who co-founded Philadelphia's Puentes de Salud, says patients locally have noticed.
There is no question that women are concerned. People are incredibly scared.
Ludmere says for him, prenatal care is not just about measuring a pregnant woman's belly or checking her blood pressure.
It is more to have a relationship and to make them feel, at least for the 5 minutes that they spend with us, that we're supporting them.
His patients, however, are not under the same intense stress as witnessed in this study. The researchers say social supports from friends and family, as well as medical providers, can soften the effects of intense stress. Ann Hoffman, WHYY News.